Now let's get some movie and TV recommendations from a couple of self-described comedy nerds. John Hurwitz and Hayden Schlossberg met in high school and went on to create the Harold and Kumar stoner comedies. Their new movie is American Reunion, and now they're guests in our series Watch This. John Hurwitz offers the first pick, the twisted comedy Cannibal, the musical.
What we love about Cannibal is it's a movie made by Trey Parker and Matt Stone when they were in college.
Now let's remind people who they are.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone are the creators of South Park, and it's not perfect. It's a movie that shows so much talent and potential.
It's like almost a 2.5 hour musical about the life of a real life person named Alfred Packer, who is in the 1800s, a group of frontiersmen ended up kind of lost in the wilderness, and there ended up being cannibalism.
It's definitely a good movie for young people who want to pursue the film industry to learn that you don't have to be perfect immediately at your job, but if you can put something together that has lots of great things in it, you could get noticed, and I think Cannibal was a great example.
Well, let's play one of the musical numbers from Cannibal here, and if I'm not mistaken, this is a guy singing about the joys of hunting, and given the hunger theme, you can imagine why he would be thinking that way. Let's listen.
The blood of a fresh-caught rodent is as sweet as branded wine, and the brain of an antelope tastes like cantaloupe. What a yummy life.
Yo-ho!
Yo-ho! Rip their fur, cut their eyes out with my knife.
Yo-ho!
Yo-ho!
Oh, stop. That's sick.
You've also sent us some more serious picks here. For example, Naked Gun 2.5.
Yes. Yes. Naked Gun 2.5, what we love about that, Hayden and I, we happen to be guys who work on sequels. Mm-hmm. And we felt that it's a sequel that is at a very similar level to that very first Naked Gun movie.
Yeah, let's just remind people this is a sequel to Naked Gun, which in its own way is a kind of follow-up to the Airplane movies, which also starred Leslie Nielsen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, now the Zucker brothers did a lot of great work in spoofing movies. And it's funny because, really the Naked Gun is in certain ways a spoof of these noir picks, these L.A. detective movies that John and I had no idea about when we were younger. And it goes to show you how good the movie is that it could work on an audience that has no idea what you're spoofing. So for us, the other thing is the thing that makes you realize that the Zucker brothers are geniuses is they have all these huge hit comedies and the stars of their movies are, Leslie Nielsen, Robert Hayes, people who aren't known for comedy. And so it makes you think, oh, wow, there must be somebody behind the scenes that's making these jokes work.
Wasn't this the genius of these movies, though, is that nobody ever lets on that it's a joke. Nobody ever winks. Nobody ever cracks a smile. And that's why you can say the most idiotic things and the audience laughs out loud.
Yeah, that's the key to it. It's playing it straight, and no one was better at it than Leslie Nielsen.
Well, let's listen to Leslie Nielsen here interrogating a suspect very seriously.
Who else is almost dead? Okay, talk.
You're too late, Drebin.
He already said that.
Where did he leave off?
Habsburg has plan B in.
Oh, yeah. Habsburg has plan B in. In. Where? Where? Talk, you lowlife scum.
Gee, if that's your attitude, forget it.
Yes.
It holds up.
Yes.
That movie also has Robert Goulet as the villain. John and I clearly love over-the-top villains.
The comic villain, that's a skill. That's a skill.
Absolutely, yes.
You have also included here a TV show in your list of watching recommendations, the first season of Oz. What is it?
Well, Oz is a show. It was one of HBO's first real dramatic original programs. I think it came out the year or two before Sopranos. And it's funny because in a lot of ways, it's like a soap opera. It's like, General Hospital, but it's set in a prison. It's set up where the main guy you're following on the show is kind of a guy you could relate to, like a lawyer who just got drunk one day mm-hmm. and happened to drive home and dozed off and accidentally killed somebody. And so all of a sudden, the judge wants to make an example of him and they throw him in federal penitentiary. And it's just as much as we love comedy, I think we love entertainment that just brings out a visceral, physical reaction in the audience. And so like the comedies that we've talked about, like the Naked Gun movies, really make you kind of laugh in a way that almost moves your body. And I think that Oz is the type of show that literally makes you turn away in fear and in horror. For a television show, that's pretty intense.
Well, since you're going for intensity, tell me how this next selection fits in. Beef And beef, too.
Yes. You know, a few years ago, Hayden and I had a brief writing assignment on a movie about Eddie Murphy as a cop in the hip-hop world. And while we were doing research for that, we were turned on to this documentary series called Beef, which basically shows the rivalries in the hip-hop community, how they can escalate and how they can actually affect business in a positive way. And business in a positive way. It's a lot of times it was rappers who were up and coming taking digs at bigger rappers, basically to get attention.
People like Common, who right now is now acting and is, you know, at almost the height of his career, back in the day was, you know, young up and coming rapper and decides to rap about Ice Cube in a way that's really sort of disrespecting Ice Cube. And, you know, it just kind of launched his career. And you see how a lot of the art of the genre just comes from sort of ripping on each other.
And you realize that this is actually, I mean, this is something that happens in all kinds of human encounters. I mean, if you are a little guy and you go after a big guy and he responds, then you have in some way pulled yourself up to his level.
Exactly. And I think it's a really fascinating series.
It's also just a good history of hip hop, because I think a lot of what the video claims is that how hip-hop grew as an art form was through these sort of confrontations.
Now, there's one more movie you've included here, which you seem to be vaguely familiar with. The title is Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
We had to throw one of ours in the list. I mean, in terms of DVDs, John and I, we grew up in the age of DVDs when we were in high school and in college, and so we became obsessed with DVD extras. So when we finally started to make our movies, we were obsessed with making sure that when it came out, it wasn't just, okay, a commentary and a couple random deleted scenes. It needed to be something special. And so our second movie, Escape from Guantanamo Bay, we literally shot an entire second movie and included it in a way where you could almost create a choose-your-own-adventure type of story.
Yeah. What's unique about this is the movie stops at certain moments and asks you if you want to go down different paths.
We just tried to do something that was different and unique, and that's part of the fun of the technology.
Well, John Hurwitz and Hayden Schlossberg, thanks very much.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Their new movie is American Reunion. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.